So, Alan, what's been laid on top of that in the patients without RAS mutations has now been sidedness. You talk a little bit, first of all, before we get into the clinical research data, on kind of what the difference is between left and right-sided? And also, I was kind of curious, where does rectal fit in? Is that just considered left-sided?
Right, so rectal cancer is left-sided. And for years, the way we distinguished colon cancer was the rectum versus everything else. And it turns out that while it's true that cancers in the rectum have a bit of a different natural history, with a little greater risk of local recurrence because of sort of the vascularity and the complexity in the pelvis, turns out that we missed the boat for many years in thinking that all the rest of the colon was the same. If you think back when you and I were in our early practicing, it used to be said that if you did a sigmoidoscopy and there were no polyps, that meant that the patient was clear because the sigmoid, the left colon, would reflect what was in the right colon. Well, we know now that that was nonsense. And in fact, if we think back to our basic embryology, we remember that the right colon comes from the midgut and the left colon comes from the hindgut. And the two structures merge during embryogenesis into the transverse colon, which basically links the right and the left colon. So they're two developmentally different tissues. So why wouldn't they have a different biology? Now, having said that, I don't think we really had appreciated it. There's one study, I think maybe 20 years ago, an old cooperative group study that showed a difference in outcome for patients with various 5-FU regimens that I think was published by Peter O'Dwyer in 2001. And that suggested there might be a difference, but I don't think any of us really appreciated that until we dug into 80405 and a few other folks looked at other studies in big data sets and see about a 14-month difference in survival, right versus left-sided.
So when you think about this, Tony, obviously one of the questions that has come up about sidedness relates to EGFR antibodies. But what do we know about the biologic profile of left versus right that might explain hypothetically why you would see a difference in benefit from EGFR antibodies?
The way the patients were selected for EGFR inhibitors was primarily based on the presence or absence of RAS mutation. So the right-sidedness versus left-sidedness end up being factor independent because all these patients were RAS wild type. Now, you do see differences in RAS mutations more on the right side, more MSI high. There are certainly a lot of molecular and genetic features that typically drive more aggressive tumors on the right side. On the left side, you do see more BRAF mutations, which are prognostically bad. So there are certainly different molecular aspects to the two. I don't think we have a very clear idea why on the right side. We're starting to think about certain elements. I mean, there's a lot of work that Alan and colleagues have done to try to understand at the molecular and biologic basis, because we think ultimately it's going to be biology. But at this point of time, there is no good, no really good, at least clinically relevant predictor of why the right-sided tumors don't do as well as the left-sided tumors with EGFR inhibitors.
For many years, the teaching was that, well, no surprise, patients with right-sided primaries take longer to manifest symptoms. So a primary in the sigmoid or in the rectum will bleed, or a patient will have constipation, will know about it earlier. The right colon is a big, wide-open sort of structure. The stool is liquid in the right colon, so you need much more time to go by. And in that time, the cancer has more of a chance to metastasize. That still may have some role, although we looked in 80405, there was no evidence of any difference in tumor burden.
Really?
Right, at least the best we could determine.
That's interesting.
There was not a meaningful difference.